loose about his shoulders and tied back with a broad headband. Mischievous grey eyes narrowed appraisingly.
How about lending a hand, huh? I'm doing all the work and I'm not even a member of the family, for cat's sake.
As much time as you spend here, you ought to be, she chided. What's left to be done?
Just these cases to be carried out. That should finish it.
A gathering of leather trunks and smaller bags stood stacked in the entry.
I think your mother wants you in the bedroom.
Bryn moved toward the back bedrooms. Her parents were getting ready to depart on their fall pilgrimage to the outlying communities south of Shady Vale. Few healers possessed the skills of Will Armsford, and not one could be found within 500 miles of the Vale. So, twice a year, in the spring and fall, her father travelled down to the outlying villages for 2 weeks. Eretria always accompanied him. While they were gone on these trips, Bryn was left to watch over Jer. On this occasion, Roan Lee had travelled down from the Highlands to watch over them both. Eretria looked up from the last of her packing as Bryn entered the bedroom.
Have you seen your brother? We're almost ready to leave.
Bryn shook her head. I thought he was with father. Can I help you with anything?
Eretria nodded, took Bryn by the shoulders, and pulled her down next to her on the bed.
I want you to promise me something, Bryn. I don't want you to use the wish song while you're far.